time now at 7 minutes past eight. Fiona Kelly is here again with It Says in the Papers.
The Irish Times and Irish Daily Mail are the only two papers leading with yesterday's blistering attack by Donald Trump on Vladimir Zelensky, branding him a dictator after the Ukrainian leader accused the US president of parroting Kremlin disinformation. Although the Irish Independent isn't leading with the story, it carries a comment piece by the British writer and historian Owen Matthews, originally published in The Telegraph, under the headline, "For all his rancour and ignorance, Trump is still Ukraine's best hope for peace. Anyone still talking about pushing out the Kremlin's troops is merely virtue signalling and writing checks in someone else's blood." And although he describes Trump's stance as crass and obnoxious, he takes the line that at least he's thrown out some foolish, empty pieties which other countries indulged in, including the prospect that Ukraine was going to join NATO. He concludes his piece with the line that as long as Ukraine remains free and firmly in the Western camp, it will have emerged from a death struggle with Moscow with its independence and pride intact. It will be they who won and Putin who lost. There's another interesting perspective on US politics in the Times, where Liz Carolyn is writing about Elon Musk. Under the headline, "Musk believes democracy itself is ripe for disruption," Carolyn writes, "In Silicon Valley's worldview, only outsiders and naive geniuses can deliver real change. When applied to democracy, this is dangerous." Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Examiner builds its lead story around new figures telling us that there were 5,000 more hospital appointment cancellations in January of this year than last year. Excuse me. The Independent's lead story is about how staff in the private sector are more likely to get individual pay hikes rather than across-the-board increases. "The little girl turned away by 22 schools." That's a headline on the front of the Irish Sun, which in common with the Irish Daily Mirror, leads with the plight of Charlotte Cahill from Talla in Dublin, who is battling to secure a place for her five-year-old daughter, Syra, who has autism and epilepsy. Whether a pint of Guinness in London is now as good as its equivalent in Dublin is the story which the Irish Daily Star has chosen to lead with this morning. Two hospital-related stories feature in the front of the Northern papers. The Belfast Telegraph leads with a damning report into the death of five-year-old Stella Lily McCorkindale, who died from sepsis in the Royal Belfast Hospital for Sick Children in December 2022. The report concludes that multiple opportunities were missed to save Stella Lily's life. The tragedy of her death is compounded by the death of her father, Robert, by suicide 13 months later. Brit's lead story, The Irish News, reports that BAM, the company which is building the National Children's Hospital in Dublin, has been appointed to build a new £671 million hospital in Belfast. As for this morning, a number of today's papers give coverage to the discovery of a body in a bog in Derry, thought to be that of a young woman who appears to have died after she was decapitated 2,000 years ago. It was originally thought that the body was that of a teenage boy. The Independent has details of a court hearing in which a mother and daughter from Sagart in Dublin lost a defamation case they took against Christian Louboutin and Brown Thomas over alleged remarks made by a member of staff when they tried to exchange a €675 pair of shoes without a receipt. And finally, the Star reports on a study from the international home care company Comfort Keepers on the best counties to retire to in Ireland, with factors such as good healthcare, affordable living and a pleasant climate given top priority. The county which topped the list was Offaly, followed by Longford and Kerry.